is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It isn't clear if there was any progress on ending the war in Ukraine. Stacey Lynn reports.
The president posted on Truth Social he felt the two-hour call went very well. He says Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations towards a ceasefire and, more importantly, an end to the war. The conditions, he says, will be negotiated between the two parties, adding that Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer on the difficulty of dealing with Putin.
Basically, it's not clear that he is serious about ending the war. The White House must have serious doubts at this stage. Respected military analysts think that the problem for Putin is that he faces a dangerous political moment for himself and his government once the war comes to an end.
The Supreme Court today allowed the Trump administration to strip the legal protections of 350,000 Venezuelans, which could permit deportations. Former President Biden is reviewing treatment options with his doctors after his diagnosis of aggressive prostate cancer. Willie James Inman has the reaction from political leaders.
From Republicans and Democrats, really expressing their sorrow and sadness about this diagnosis, but also at the same time wishing the former president a speedy and successful recovery.
Israel allowed aid into Gaza today, as Elaine Cobb reports.
The UN says the first aid trucks in nearly 3 months have been allowed into Gaza, but it says that aid is just a drop in the ocean. Today, the World Health Organization said 2 million people in Gaza are starving. More than 50 people were killed today as Israel continued bombing.
House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledges there is still work to do as Republicans struggle to push ahead with the president's budget bill. Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants a full vote on the floor this Thursday, and he can really only afford to lose a couple of votes. So the president is starting to apply that pressure. Now, even if this bill passes the House, it still has to go through the U.S. Senate, where one Republican over there compared it to the Titanic.
Parts of the country facing severe weather again today. Many are still digging out from tornado damage in hard-hit Kentucky.
I'm going to be out here for weeks and months trying to help build back lives of people that I love, that I care about.
We're all blessed just to be alive.
19 people were killed in that state. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Social Security office in Racine has moved. It was on Durand Avenue. Now it's in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you had a nice weekend. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1969.
When the truth is found. Yeah. Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Whenever you call me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN cannot believe that Memorial Day is coming up already. And this Saturday is opening day at Racine's North Beach and Racine's Beachside Oasis. And this Saturday, opening day, they're going to have live music. In fact, they're going to have live music all weekend long. And in between the bands, you're going to hear our timeless hits here on WRJN. So you might want to head down to the beach for opening weekend, listen to the live music, and then listen to us with timeless hits on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry. So I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I'll make it die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street. They'll never, they'll never look back and think of something. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely. I'll make it die.
So lonely, you could die.
eyes to cry. It's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
From 1956, it's Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel on WRJN. Now, that was Elvis's first release on his new record label, RCA Victor, and some of the executives there thought the song was a bad idea. They didn't think teenage girls would want to hear about a guy who was so lonely he could die, but it was a big hit.
No, no.
Baby love.
Ross and the Supremes on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, farming's still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings 5 till 6, and we've got reports throughout the day, too, so you can keep up to date on all things ag on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. The decision removes a hurdle allowing the $360 million project to continue moving through the approval process. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. Public works crews are putting in a lot of work cleaning up from last week's storms. The city of Racine is continuing storm debris cleanup with people able to place tree limbs and branches in the right-of-way for pickup. City crews worked throughout the weekend in the impacted areas. There are special extended hours available at the Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station. A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has a recap.
The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. You
sign said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. So what are the most anticipated summer films? According to a poll of more than 3,000 moviegoers, these are the most anticipated films this summer. Number one, Mission Impossible Final Reckoning. This is the final installment starring Tom Cruise. I don't know about that. I'll believe it when I see it, I guess. Number two, Superman, a reboot directed by James Gunn. Number three, Jurassic World Rebirth, the latest installment in the Jurassic World franchise. Number four, The Fantastic Four. Number five, Thunderbolts.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
So strong, come a little bit closer.
you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or use the app to take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Get the app wherever you get your app.
Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Racine Raiders football back in action this Saturday against the Illinois Cowboys. We're going to have the game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7, Racine Raiders football brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmussen Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with EXP Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with EXP Realty to find your dream home.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, taking action for mental health is a brave step. Reach out now at reachoutwis.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Who's been down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see some showers over the next couple of days, highs in the 50s.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump spoke to Russia's president today about ending the war in Ukraine, but as Stacey Lynn reports, Trump appears to be leaving it up to them to continue the negotiations.
He spoke with President Putin by phone for over 2 hours, describing the call as excellent. After the talks, Putin told Russian media they were ready to continue discussing an end to the fighting, but he indicated there was no major breakthrough in what he termed a very informative and very frank conversation. He said they need to find compromises that would suit all parties. President Trump says he also spoke today with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders after he had grown frustrated with both sides over the continuing war. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
We heard today from former President Biden after his diagnosis of aggressive prostate cancer. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Former President Biden posted on social media a picture of himself and the former First Lady, writing, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support."
Israel allowed aid into Gaza today for the first time since the ceasefire collapsed. Etan Bartal of Israel's foreign ministry.
The purpose of the aid is to help the population, not to support Hamas.
Only 5 trucks were allowed in. That number was 600 a day before March. VA-funded research conducted at Harvard